voters in the northeast state of New Hampshire are heading to the polls in the next major test of the 2004 campaign for the White House. The polls here indicate Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is maintaining a healthy lead over his rivals for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. But Senator Kerry insists he's taking nothing for granted. On the eve of the primary, he urged his campaign workers to help get out the vote.
And I have felt across the state as I've been moving around an amazing amount of energy growing. I feel good about it. But I've been in elections before. I've never paid attention to polls. You knew it when they said we were down. I say it when they say we're up.
At a polling place in downtown Manchester, several voters told VOA they voted for Senator Kerry because they thought he would be the strongest Democrat to run against President Bush in the November election. Dave Nixon is a Democrat, a Kerry supporter, and the former president of the New Hampshire State Senate.
I thought that John Kerry was more electable, and in a sense, this is a very crude way of looking at it, I just felt that he had earned his stripes and had been around, had been in the battles, had fought the battles, and proven his merit.
The polls indicate that former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is in second place here, trying to rebound from a disappointing third-place finish in the Iowa caucuses and a raucous concession speech that alarmed Dean's supporters and critics alike. Mr. Dean appeared on NBC's Today program.
Well, I actually think we have a better chance than all the other candidates of beating George Bush because none of the other candidates can bring in the new people that we've brought in. I think what we need in Washington is somebody who's going to stand up and say what they think.
Manchester voter Tom Piricelli says he's sticking with Howard Dean despite the controversy over his speech in Iowa.
I just kind of think he's kind of like a local guy and his familiar face and that enthusiasm thing, I didn't think that was too blown out. And I mean, I'd be pretty excited if I hadn't had sleep for a couple of days and I was running for president. I'd probably be a little pumped.
After candidates Kerry and Dean, there seems to be a tight race here in New Hampshire for third place among three contenders, North Carolina Senator John Edwards, retired General Wesley Clark, and Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman. Senator Edwards, in particular, has been drawing large crowds here and has been creeping up in most opinion polls. He rallied supporters on the eve of the primary vote.
And we are going to restore the power in this democracy to you, where it began, where it belongs. That's what this campaign is about.
For all the attention on the Democrats here, President Bush remains popular with New Hampshire voters. He has no significant opposition in the Republican primary, but that did not stop this independent voter from coming out and voting for Mr. Bush.
I just think that there's too much whining. I think they always complain. They haven't got anything to complain about, but they dig and dig and dig.
The top finishers in New Hampshire can expect a major political boost to the battle for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. The presidential campaign will intensify next week with seven states holding primaries, including South Carolina and Missouri. Jim Malone, VOA News, Manchester, New Hampshire.